Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Fallout ist zurück mit Staffel 2. Unsere Lieblingshelden kämpfen sich durch die brutale und bizarre Einöde, um dahin zu gelangen, wo alles begann. New Vegas.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 Euro pro Monat. Werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/Prime.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson coming up right after this.
It's my new show on Animal Planet where I travel the country eating the state bird.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Chicken.
You like that?
I do. The double finger point. There's Jess Hooker.
Hi.
There's Ace Cosby.
What a great. What was this? Sparky threw the mic on.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
Thank you very much. Now, we have a number of things happening all at the same time, including Mr. Godwin is back, wearing a crisp new shirt.
He's back, baby.
Look at that tan.
Looking as good as he's ever looked.
Look great.
Oh, I'm still a little chunky, but thank you very much.
Yeah, a little more pushing for the cushion. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I got some color down in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay. Now,
of my head.
Well, we should point out that we were. You have a song apparently about one of our news stories.
Apparently,
we'll have to go back in time here for just a moment.
I have it.
We have the story, Christy. Can you give me the short version?
Yeah, in Texas, a crashed 18-wheeler spilled nearly 40 pounds of pineapple onto Interstate 45 in Montgomery County. There you go. That's the gist of it.
When did that happen?
When?
Yeah.
It happened in the news, you see.
Oh! Did we do that story before? Oh,
yeah, we did. Were you not listening?
So, in other words, the freeway's been shut down by a large amount of pineapple. Apparently no one was badly hurt, no. So it's okay.
On the road again. Poor trucker spilled something on the road again. This time it's pineapple, the coconut's best friend. The pina colada needs that juicy blend. A trucker lost his load again. Last week it was pigs that flew out of their pens. Now it's pineapples that sweeten up seamen. Now the men have bitter spunk again. Right, am I right?
So they say.
Road again. Your Hawaiian pizza topping on the highway. Oh. 40,000 pounds of them. So there'll be no fruit cup for lunch today. Shut up. Who cares anyway? I made a mistake again. Some poor bastard's getting towed again. Pineapples, turkeys, pigs, and all our furry friends are splattered all over the road again.
Ah, yeah. That was nice.
The sunburn-headed stranger.
Ah,
yeah, very nice. Yeah, I'm so glad it wasn't a pina colada song knockoff.
You like that tune, though?
No.
Oh, you
don't either.
Mm-mm. Well,
no.
It's a bad story.
You like that one?
I do, yeah.
Not exactly rock and roll, is it?
No, but I think it's a catchy, fun
party song.
Yeah.
Hello, Al.
Although, hello.
There we go. It's Al Jackson live.
Oh. Sorry, I look like I'm coming to you from heaven.
Yeah, you kind of do.
My iPad, somebody's using my computer because I'm fixing up my studio. So now I'm just talking to you like I'm on the street in New York. How are you guys?
All right.
Looks like you're in a garden. And we're only getting part of your face. There we go. Now we can see you.
I have soundproofing back here.
Mm-hmm. Who's holding your camera? Michael J. Fox?
I have a setup here, I swear to God. Look at all
what
that.
What is going on?
Now, I got a question. What camera are you looking to? It's like where you're...
I don't know how to use an...
kick.
You know, call us next week.
You're in front of the head.
Be nice to Al.
I hate that analogy. I don't know what to do. If anybody out there is listening to me, I realized yesterday at IKEA, I've turned into my dad. I was walking around IKEA at 8:30 last night drinking a black coffee, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm my father. Mm-hmm. I hate technology, and I was looking at a house in the mountains to buy because I'm becoming a recluse. So
yeah.
First step, it's happening. I used to be like, how could somebody not live in the city? It's where the party. And now I'm looking at a house an hour away from my job, and I couldn't be happier.
Cool, man. Good.
Al Jackson is our guest. Al is a distinguished stand-up comedian. He is also part of the Daily Blast Live.
Yes.
On a television near you or on the internet. It's kind of a, how would you describe, for those who've never seen it, it's sort of like The View, but with...
tolerable people?
Yeah. I was going to...
People that communicate.
That's kinder than what I was going to say. Al, I just want to say right now, for those that are watching the Bob and Tom Show feed, it looks like you're on one of those doorbell security cameras.
It looks like I've been knocked to the ground.
Yeah. Because it looks like... Because behind you, it looks like grass, like you're lying down.
Or you're playing outfield at Wrigley, and you've got your camera on your GoPro on your glove.
I hate it so much. I just, you know what it is? It's because I have to look at it too, guys.
I see.
And that's the problem.
What a mess. You
know. We're okay. We're focusing on the radio aspect of this. First of all, we're glad you're better. I know you had the COVID.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Tom, I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose on the radio that I had COVID. I'll just say that I'm fully prepared to discuss Friday Night Lights now. That's the way that you just tell people you had COVID. Like, yes, I watched, I rewatched The Sopranos. So, okay, right. I'm glad you're feeling good.
Yeah. When I was recovering from heart surgery, Better Call Saul, watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Al, we have been talking about phrases that grandma and grandpa may have said to you, or mom or dad. We've been getting just these tremendous letters from people.
This is my kind of thing.
Some of them terribly politically incorrect. Let me just give you a couple of examples. One of my favorites, I love this one. This dad would say, this is a guy, Joe writes, when looking at a curvaceous, attractive woman, he'd say, I'll bet she wears that skirt out from the inside. Not exactly sure what that means, but I get it. You know, I think that's just kind of
her curves are wearing it out from the inside, as opposed to the stuff, you know, where you sit on the outside.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah,
but aren't curves smooth?
Yeah, but
they're stretching the fabric from the inside.
Yeah. How about this? Let me try this one. This is a World War II guy was working, an old Navy veteran was working with this guy, and he said one of his coworkers was being picked up by a flat-chested, chubby girlfriend. This guy saw her and said, she's all meat and no potatoes.
There's one that Tom liked earlier. Scott writes, guy at work, when he sees a pretty lady, always says, I'd wear that like a gas mask.
I love that one.
So some of them are rather crass, but wonderfully so.
And some of them get a little scatological. This one, this guy's dad would say when someone wasn't too bright, he's as useful as a fart in a mitten.
I've never heard that.
No.
You know, my dad used to call women foxes.
Yes.
And I think that needs to come back. Like, because it's not, I'm sure in today's culture there would be people that had a problem with it, but I always thought foxes were smart. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I just such an old school way to describe a way, like, man, that woman, she is a fox.
We said she's a fox when we were kids all the time. Yeah. Like, oh, man, she's a fox.
Yeah. Did your dad read Playboy, or was there a particular men's magazine that he gravitated
to?
No. And I don't mind talking about this. My dad was definitely, like, looking back on it, I think my dad was 1,000% on the spectrum, like, definitely. And so, like, he didn't have any interest in that kind of stuff. One of my favorite stories about my dad, you guys, that he was a lawyer, and one of his clients wanted to, like, sign some contract at a strip club, which my dad would never be caught dead in. I know people are like, whatever, my dad never.
Yeah.
He would never. And so, famous story is, like, you know, they're about to sign the contract and the stripper came over and sat on my dad's knee. Like, you know, like, hey, daddy, want to go to champagne? And my dad famously just looked at her and pointed his finger and goes, no, no. Can you you imagine what a mood killer that was? He was so stern that people have to understand, like, my dad, I never saw him take a bite of food at a restaurant. We would go out to eat, but he would just sit there and drink coffee. My dad never wore any clothing. He's like Jim Harbaugh. He just wore one outfit his whole life, like just a V-neck T-shirt when he went in court, V-neck T-shirt, jeans, and loafers with no socks. It was like his uniform, like G.I. Joe.
I feel like, you know, have you noticed like that this story is sounding more and more like me?
Yes.
I'm the
Tom in a strip club going,
Tom, and my dad are extremely similar. You both did not drink. You guys are both up at around 3:40 in the morning every day. Like, you guys are like the same dude, bro.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
U.S. Soccer. Reality says the odds are stacked against us. To think our U.S. men's national team can ever raise the world's biggest trophy. Be the first soccer team to beat them at football. Never. But here's the thing about us. Refusing to accept reality is kind of our thing. Being unrealistic, that's not a flaw. It's a force. It's fuel. Because if you want to be great and make history, never chase reality. Join U.S. Soccer Insiders today. Be part of the journey.
Al Jackson helps us with our language. A couple more of these, Al, and I don't know if you remember any from your grandparents or whatever. Some of these are a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Sexy?
Racy?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Racy.
Yeah, yeah. The language used can't be used on radio or television, but the essence of it is this fellow would see a hot woman and he'd say, I'd blank her shadow on a gravel driveway.
I love it.
That's good.
That's crazy.
That's good, though.
Wow. We've received almost 2,000 of these in the last 48 hours. So they're just...
There are all these, like, phrases floating around. And I think, like, some people still use them, but you can only use them with certain people. I think that's where, like, you know, you and I do the slang, but there's... I have friends of mine that, like, slang used to be especially, like, very regional. Mm-hmm. So, like, some people would just get what you meant, and other people would have no clue. So, I definitely appreciate that. That gravel driveway.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that with me. I'm like Andy Dufresne taking that Apple Music to the hole. Like, I'm going to take that phrase with me.
I like this one. This guy's grandpa would say, beauty is only a light switch away.
Or you could just up your standards, bro.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't have to settle every time.
And join a bowling league.
A lot of these are kind of about corporal punishment or the threat.
Yeah.
This guy writes, if I was misbehaving, my dad would say, we're both going to end up down at the hospital. You to get my boot removed from your ass and me to get my boot back.
See, that's out. That one, no, that one's too wordy.
Yeah.
That one takes too long.
Not that you shouldn't do that.
No, there should be like a rhythm to them. That's,
when
that's
we were when we were little and we would be really wound up and hyper, my mother would say, you need to take the wind out of your sails.
Yes. I've heard that.
Here's one I
don't
get.
That's a very pleasant saying, though. That's almost like, did you grow up on a boat?
No, not at all. It's the most pleasant thing she said.
This guy writes, my dad would say, that guy is so dumb he doesn't know if his ass was drilled or punched.
Hilarious. So funny.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but Al, do you have a word for Tom?
Oh, I'm sorry, Al. Let's go move
I over. Do, and I think, well, you know, Christy, we're talking about the sayings. And did I tell you about that saying that I saw on a license plate, and I've thought about it for probably 17 years as I don't get it? It's the weirdest thing I've ever said. It said, grandma's the name, teasing is the game.
But what's the game?
It was like
teasing.
Teasing's the game. Grandma's the name.
It was like one of those things that goes around your license plate. And I was like, what the hell does that mean?
Is she a sexy grandma? Is she...
She must just tease the grandkids. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
That's when I was like, who are you teasing? I thought about that for almost 20. Like, what? I wanted to, like, run them off the road. Like, what does that mean?
That can mean a lot of things. Yeah. That's kind of creepy.
It's just a weird thing to have on your car. Like, how many people are like, I need this on my car every day? It's a very weird thing.
It's like a lot of bumper stickers. Really? You want to have that on your car?
Ugh. I don't know if I've ever seen one where I'm like, I would like that on my car, and I want that to destroy the paint on my car. It would have to be something very, like, you know, benefit breast cancer, something to put on your car forever.
But
it's like a tattoo.
They're kind of like tattoos, and there are people that would get one tattoo, then get 20.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you really got behind that car that's got the 40 bumper stickers. Mm-hmm. I like it when they're opposing points of view.
Yeah, coexist next to FU.
That's a more dramatic telling of the way. Al, what have you got for me today?
Tom, let's get back into the swing of things. It's been a month. COVID knocked us off balance. Look at me. I'm talking to you like I snuck a phone into jail. But you know what? We can still get these words done. Tom, let's get right back into it. What's the difference between a rack and a dub?
A rack and a duck?
Dub.
Dub.
Duck now.
Okay, wait a minute. I know this one.
A rack and a dub.
We were just talking about a dub.
You say about six ribs. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Is it
a food thing? Like two ribs versus a rack?
I'm sure it's
not. Okay.
No, it's not.
Now, I know what a dab is.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no.
I do.
You think you do, but you don't.
Please tell everybody what a dab is.
Yeah, go ahead.
A dab is a drug reference of some sort, right?
Yes.
Dabs, right?
That was vague enough.
You don't know what to what extent?
I forget exactly what kind of dab is.
Go ahead, say what you want to say about a dab.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that the one that we had the portmanteau with dab and something else? And
Vabing?
No, it was vabbing.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a thing, Al. I don't know if you guys talked about it on your show, but there's a thing running around the world of TikTok and the internet suggesting that ladies, instead of using perfume, they use their own natural juices, if you will, from the most intimate of their areas, and they put
juices.
they put them in their so-called juices. Pressure points, and it's called vabbing.
He's trying to be delicate, but he says
somehow makes it so much grosser.
Worst thing you could ever say.
But that would be a little dab'll
do you.
It's Brill Cream.
That's what you want to say.
Yeah, a rack and dub. Okay, boy, this is tough.
Is a rack money, Al?
It is, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a song called Rack City, Tom, which you are a resident.
Rack City.
I already like that song.
So a rack is an amount of money. Is dubbed,
it's also an amount of money.
But is it twice as much as a rack?
No.
Two racks don't make a dub?
Okay. I don't know what a dub is.
That would be a bumper sticker I buy.
Is a rack?
Racks don't make a dub.
Is a rack $100 bill and a dub is a $20 bill?
You got half of it right. It's weird. You got the harder one right, I think. The dub is 20. The rack is 1,000. Can you go with 1,000 on that one?
Why is the rack 1,000?
It just is.
Oh. I never... The same reason a box of ziti is $1,000. Yeah, like, that's just that's what it is.
Sopranos called it a box of ziti.
Rack. Oh, Tom, now you're going to send me down a rabbit hole of why is a rack $1,000? What would that be? Rack, rack, rack.
What would you... Hmm. Is there a rack for money at a bank?
You know what I'm...
They wrap
You know what I'm going to guess? You guys, you know how like almost like with the Chinese abacus thing, the string with the circle around it, mm-hmm. you kind of... Move it over, kind of for old school gambling. I would. Is that called a rack?
Well, according
like that little circle.
According to the World Wide Web, originally a rack was a stack of $100 bills that totaled $10,000. Oh. But due to the frequency of the use of rack in songs like "Racks on the Racks" and "Rack City," most people refer to $1,000 as a rack now.
I don't. I refer to it as every maintenance issue at my house.
Yes.
A rack. And the
or
dub,
just everything now. Everything.
Is the dub 20 because dub is two?
Two, yeah.
Okay, but this is really confusing.
And I guess 10,000 is now a stack.
Yep.
Okay.
So 10 racks equals a stack.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
But now 10,000 used to be called a king grand.
It did?
What?
Wow. Really?
When was that?
Anybody?
This was some guy was
that
messing with
That sounds like
you.
An old biker gang.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.